Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter at Rich Zeoli and streaming live on YouTube, where you can see I'm wearing my old school retro Philly shirt again in honor of Pete Rose. So, and of course, the game tomorrow. So, we got to beat the Mets for a lot of reasons, but mainly because Chris Christie is a fan. All right. So, we got a lot to get to. We got some great guests joining the show today. And Biden just made a surprise dementia appearance at the White House press briefing. Yeah, he wandered in looking like somebody lost at a nursing home and walked up to the podium and just started talking and then took some questions. And apparently he said that he was asked a question about, will this election be peaceful? And he said no. He said it doesn't anticipate the election is going to be peaceful. So we'll grab you some audio of that. Trump is on the ground right now in Georgia. He is surveying the damage from Hurricane Helene. There's a lot going on right now around FEMA. A lot of anger out there. FEMA's actually also set up a misinformation hotline and a misinformation website to deal with misinformation around FEMA. I kid you not. That's a real thing. I mean, it doesn't sound like it should be a real thing, but it is a real thing, apparently. And the impact of illegal immigration in this election, and my buddy Johnny Cook doesn't think it's a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. And it's a big deal because it impacts the economy, particularly in Western Pennsylvania. Got a great piece today, foxnews.com, about the impact of illegal immigration on the public services draining Pennsylvania, draining the taxpayers, draining places like Pittsburgh. And so, yeah, if you think about it, we've talked a lot about the impact on crime, obviously, but there's a whole other impact. In fact, Pennsylvanians are it's costing us over $1 billion a year, over $1 billion a year. So that's going to be a big issue that we're going to talk about. And the shenanigans are happening again in Pennsylvania. More voters are getting those sealed security envelopes as part of their mail-in ballot request. That's the security envelope you're supposed to put your ballot in, and send back. And the state, the Commonwealth, says, yeah, don't worry about it. Just open it up and put a little scotch tape on it, mail it back, and you're good to go. Do not do that. Do not do that. If you're one of the people who've gotten one of these ballots, and apparently it's happening across the Commonwealth, they're blaming humidity for this. So I guess they use the same glue that George Costanza's fiance died from licking the envelopes. They're blaming humidity for the envelopes sealing themselves shut. Right. Okay. Well, regardless of what the cause is, the effect is you should turn that ballot in person or just vote in person, but do not put it back into the security envelope and then scotch tape it, because you're just asking for somebody to open that baby up. Ballot drops out. Nobody knows nothing. And a new ballot goes in. And, hey, looks like this. Guy did a bad scotch tape job. What are you going to do? So don't put yourself in that situation, all right? Do not put yourself in that situation. And if you think to yourself, what is happening with the unions in this country? And the union strike yesterday resolved, the ball kicked down till January after the election, obviously. Why it is so many American workers are backing Trump and not Kamala Harris? And Biden came out today at the White House podium and tried to take credit for the strike. Oh, yeah, he did. He tried to take credit for the strike. Walks out there and goes, he just mumbled and muttered. But the short form is collective bargaining works, even though they haven't come to any agreement. But nevertheless, yet if you survey these union members, they turn around and they say, we don't like Kamala Harris. We like Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, it's exactly for all the reasons that I mentioned before, which is that the war on energy has led this coalition of voters, which at one time comprised the Democrat coalition. Like you heard in the news just now, Barack Obama is coming to Pennsylvania to campaign next week. Now, please don't go clutching your Bibles and your guns when he's there. All right. Don't clutch your Bibles and your guns. But when he comes to Pennsylvania, he's going to pretend like he's this throwback from a different era of the Democrat Party. No, that dude in this century was the first Democrat president to take us down the road of crazy town. He did. His war on coal. It was Barack Obama's war on coal that started a lot of this. And that's why when Hillary Clinton went down to West Virginia and talked to the coal people, you know, I know Bo. And by then it was too late. And then in 2016, Trump wins because people had already seen the devastating effects of the war on energy. I don't know exactly what Biden's goal here is. I mean, this is a guy who fled Chicago, lives in Martha's Vineyard, has a huge mansion. The guy's super duper rich. People don't relate to that guy. This is obvious, too, when he was at the Democrat National Convention speaking. And when his wife came out and spoke, too, Michelle Obama. And anyway, it was obvious then, you know, you go to the neighborhoods of Chicago and they're like, this guy's not from here. Stop. He was a senator for Illinois, but he's not from here and he doesn't live here and he's not from here. But Biden said today he's confident the U.S. election will be free and fair, but he doesn't know if it will be peaceful. I don't know what that means exactly, other than Biden doing his usual thing that he does, which is to try to stoke division, because the Democrats love doing that, to stoke division. What does that mean? He doesn't know if the election will be peaceful exactly. Well, you're the president. Your job is to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. Why would it not be peaceful? Why would the election in this country not be peaceful? This is what Biden said at the White House podium a short time ago when he wandered out there like he was completely lost, which he probably was, thought he was on the White House tour, ended up in the press briefing room and got to the podium. Take a listen.
The election is a month away. One, I'd like to know how you're feeling about how this election is going. And then also, do you have confidence that it will be a free and fair election and that it will be peaceful?
Two separate questions.
Very much.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful. The things that Trump has said and the things that he said last time out when he didn't like the outcome of the election were very dangerous. If you notice, I noticed that the vice presidential Republican candidate did not say he'd accept the outcome of the election. They haven't even accepted the outcome of the last election. So I'm concerned about what they're going to do.
Are you making any preparations, getting security briefings related to domestic security?
I always get those briefings.
All right, you got to move on. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, I always get those briefings. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean that he's not sure if the election is going to be peaceful? Is he saying that there's going to be another January the 6th? Is that what they want? Of course they want to say that. That's what they want to say. They want everybody to believe that no matter what occurs, it won't be peaceful, because this is their whole talking point. Trump is a dictator, and it's going to be more chaos, and it's going to be more division, and Trump's going to destroy democracy. That's all they have. That's what they got. But I played you that clip yesterday, that ambassador who came out and said he was a never Trumper because of January the 6th. And now he said, I have seen too much chaos in this administration. The way that Biden and Harris have prosecuted their jobs has been a disaster. And I've seen threats to democracy every day in this country. And I'm voting for Trump. That's how the average American feels. That's how the average American feels. But it goes to it's the Democrat talking point. Just be afraid. Be very afraid of Donald Trump. Woo! And try to scare people. Now, you know what people are scared about? They're scared of not being able to afford groceries around the election time. They're scared of that. That's what they're scared of. They're scared of more inflation. And the jobs report today is a fugazi. I'll have Dr. EJ and Tony join us later in the show today. Don't believe these job numbers. This is government jobs. Once again, they're cooking the books with government jobs, and your taxpayer dollars are paying for this once again. All right? So please, don't give me this. Don't give me this nonsense. Stop. I don't want to hear this. But Biden says he's in constant contact with Kamala Harris. Oh, yeah, he says they're buddies. They're good buddies. They're besties. This is what he said again a short time ago when he wandered into the White House press briefing room, probably turning around and going, what is this place? Where am I? I don't know. Is this what? Hi. Take a listen.
There have obviously been a number of crises that the country has been facing over the past several days, with the hurricane, with the port strike, with the situation in the Middle East. Can you talk about how your vice president, who is running for the presidency, has worked on these crises and what role she has played over the past several days?
Well, I'm in constant contact with her. She's aware we're singing from the same song sheet. She helped pass all the laws that are being employed now. She was a major player in everything we've done, including passage of legislation which we were told we could never pass. And so she's been, and her staff is interlocked with mine in terms of all the things we're doing.
Uh-huh. You know, this is, again, it's another giant FU to Kamala Harris from the guy that doesn't want her to win. I told you this. He doesn't want her to win. Because what he should be doing up there is saying, listen, I was president. She wasn't. I mean, he knows what a disaster everything is, but he's too egotistical for that. Joe Biden wants her to lose. I'm telling you this. Stubborn old Irish guy. He wants her to go down. He wants her to lose. He wants to retire to the beach and let everybody think he was the only guy that beat Donald Trump. That's it. That's what he wants. So he doesn't distance himself from her. No, he's like, she's responsible for all this. All this mess you're dealing with right now. Country stinks. Everybody's upset. Everybody's angry. Yeah, that's her too. That's what the guy's saying. Why would you do that? When you know that being the incumbent is a change election. And if she was really part of it all, then resign, let her take over and show everybody what it's like to have a woman president for the next couple weeks before the election. So they can see it in their minds. He won't do that either. Because again, he doesn't want her to win. He wants everybody to think, you know, Biden, he's an old school guy. You know what I mean? He's one of those old school politicians that A, is corrupt as hell, and B, holds a grudge. So he's never forgiven her for that debate in 2020. But he also does not like the way they treated him when they shoved him and shivved him out of the race. So Biden wants everyone to be able to tell his friends after this election, you know, I was the only guy that ever beat Trump. Nobody else could beat him but me. Had they kept me in, I would have beat Trump again. But I knew she wasn't going to beat him, but they pushed me out. I had no choice. And he wants to take that victory lap as he's falling asleep on the beach. I mean, not a lap, but, you know, a victory sandcastle maybe is probably a better way to put it. Build a victory sandcastle on the beach. That's what he wants. Because otherwise you'd be up there going, listen, you know, Kamala Harris is her own person and she's got a lot to offer, but I'm responsible. I'm the president. I'm in charge here. So if you're unhappy with something, blame me. But he also can't, because he goes out there and brags that everything's going great. He did that, too, at the White House press briefing today, bragging that this is a strong economy. Strong for who? Who exactly is thinking this is a strong economy right now? But he doesn't want, again, he doesn't want people to think it's not a good economy because he's an egotist. He's an egomaniac. Egomaniac. And I'll tell you another thing that's going to really tick off the working class people in this country is the new mandate around cars and trucks. And in a place like California, where Kamala Harris comes from, where auto dealers are restricting the sale of diesel-powered trucks to meet the state's EV rules. That's right. The news came in a public comment filed by the National Automobile Dealers Association with the EPA regarding California's Advanced Clean Fleets rule. The regulation says zero emission trucks must be a growing share of semi-truck fleet sales. California imposes a similar mandate for passenger cars. The trouble is, truckers aren't buying electric big rigs because they can't afford them, even with $40,000 in federal tax credits. Electric trucks cost twice as much as diesel-powered rigs and have a limited driving range, 150 miles on average, compared to between $1,000 to $1,500 for diesel trucks. There are also few truck charging stations. And you know, there's already enough shenanigans to go on at truck stops. They don't want to be there any longer than they have to be, charging up that thing. And think about the added cost to the American consumer if every 150 miles, you got to take one of those big rigs off the highway, pull into a truck stop, hope there's a charging station there, and charge it up, and how many hours that takes, and then the guy gets back on the road, and 150 miles later, pull off again. I mean, it's just insane. It's going to add time, it's going to add costs, it's going to add all these things, but they don't care. And once again, it's another example of how the Green New Deal is costing the Democrats the support of the American worker. Teamsters, truck drivers, these union guys, they think this is nuts. Under California's rules, which would be America's rules, and what the EPA on a federal level is trying to do, dealers are restricted from selling a diesel truck unless they sell a ZEV truck. You know what a ZEV truck is? A ZEV truck is a zero emission vehicle. The new Class 8 truck sales, ZEV and diesel, were down 50% year over year in June. Truckers are driving older engines longer because they can't buy newer diesel models, which results in more pollution because those engines are less efficient. Dealers say trucks are piling up on their lots. Electric models are piling up because truckers don't want to buy them. And diesel rigs that dealers consequently are not allowed to sell. Yet they got them piled up there, too. In fact, dealers say they incur monthly interest penalties on unsold truck inventory that can amount to more than $99,000. Boy, talk about people getting screwed. Without significant, and I'm not talking about what goes on in the truck stops. Without significant modifications, there is a very real likelihood that some dealers and their customers will start going out of business in the near future. This will hit small businesses the hardest. And the dealers are complaining and saying right now that if this rule stays in place, they are going to be the ones who feel the pain in this. And they're going to be going out of business. No doubt about it. The administration's vehicle greenhouse gas emissions rules will slam mom and pop car dealerships, but they don't care. Of course they don't care. Now, manufacturers will have no choice but to produce more EVs to comply. And if EVs don't sell, sales of gas-powered cars will have to be restricted. Yes, exactly right. See, under the wacky laws here, it's like a ratio. So if people aren't buying the EVs, well, then they can't sell the diesels and the gas-powered cars. If people buy the EVs, then they can sell more of the gas and diesels. It's got to be like a seesaw. A seesaw that my kids play on. We're using that now to sell cars and trucks in this country. The problem is nobody wants these friggin' things, but they can't sell them because there's not enough people buying the EVs, so they can't sell the gas and the diesel ones. It's a mess. So manufacturers have to make more of these EVs to comply, and then nobody wants them, so they can't sell those. So basically, nothing's getting sold. Yeah, it is a backdoor ban on gas-powered cars, whether or not Kamala Harris will admit it. If EVs don't sell, sales of gas-powered cars will have to be restricted. How do you think truck drivers in this country like that? How do you think people that know the efficiency of diesel trucks and want to be able and need to be able to go with the long mileage, how do you think they feel about this? The mom and pop dealerships. And this is going to be across America if these two idiots win. Harris and Waltz win because Waltz tried to do the same exact thing in Minnesota, same ban. And Kamala Harris, California, this is what she wants too. Now, they're going to pretend like they don't, but you and I both know this is exactly what they want. They hate cars. They hate trucks. Oh, they really hate trucks. Yes, they do. They want to build fancy choo-choo trains. They want to get rid of trucks. It's a lot of jobs. Part of the reason why, I've told you, the American worker has shifted to Trump. And it doesn't matter what Bruce Springsteen sings about, and it doesn't matter what woke Howard Stern whines about. Howard Stern does not entertain the working class in this country anymore, and Bruce Springsteen does not sing to them anymore. So it doesn't matter who these guys wind up endorsing. We are going to go live in just a few moments. Trump is talking in Evans, Georgia. He's down there touring the devastation. He's getting a briefing on recovery efforts. So let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll dip into this. And big Friday show ahead for you. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got some birthdays in the Zeoli Army today. Sue Alberici. That's right. Nailed it. Sue Alberici. Happy birthday, Sue. She made the Dead Whales Don't Vote, Dead Democrats Vote shirts, along with Girl Chris. And Minnie, our buddy Minnie, it's her birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Minnie. And I know that you are going to root for the Phillies, even though you're not in Philadelphia. So, yes, happy birthday to you both, and hope you have a great weekend, and very, very cool. That's great. And it is Friday, and we're excited. We're excited for the Phils, and we're streaming live on YouTube right now. So join the fun, join the chat, all right? Last night was the first debate between McCormick and the lesser Casey. I thought Dave McCormick had some really great moments last night. You know, this is a critical election, all right? This is a critical election, and we got to win the Senate. We have to win the United States Senate. And it's really important to do this. And he started by, let's start with queuing up cut number six. It's a big part of what this campaign's been about. Like, what has Bob Casey done? Guy's been there forever. What has he done? And you notice that, like, the lesser Casey doesn't come out and actually brag about anything he's actually done, because he hasn't done anything. I mean, the guy goes to sleep literally in hibernation every 6 years. And then they wake him up. He sees his shadow, and then he has six more years as a senator, and then he goes back to sleep again. It's unbelievable. But this is a very important race for the United States Senate, and it's a close race, too. The polls are very close. Start with cut six.
You're going to hear throughout this, you've heard throughout this campaign, when you don't have a record to run on, as Senator Casey does not, you attack your opponent. His voice is primarily attacking me. For your viewers tonight, I have a website that's been established today. It's just been launched, caseylies.com. You can go and see the actual facts by third-party sources of all the things he's saying. There will be lies throughout, but you should ask yourself, why is a senator with an 18-year track record who should be able to run on his record, running his entire campaign with a negative set of attacks on me, most of them lies?
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I'm not saying that I came up with the idea of Punxsutawney Bob, but I'm just saying I've been saying this about him for years. That he's like a groundhog, and I may have said this to McCormick many years ago when he was on the show. It's all right. It's all good. I'm happy that he's using it. So let's cue up cut number 12, because this is a good thing. And make fun of the guy, because he just disappears. And then he comes out every 6 years. Cut 12.
Senator Casey keeps coming back to my record because he can't defend his own. If he can't defend his own on China, he's been in the Senate for 18 years. Ask yourself, where's his legislation get tough on China? Oh, it just... 4 months ago. That's what happened. My mom's from Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney Bob pops his head out every 6 years and tries to act like he's doing things. This activity, it's all activity. He said on the LNG export ban that President Biden put in place, you know what he did to stop that? He sent a stern letter. That's what we have in this senator. A guy who keeps his head down, pops it up for political benefit, and gets nothing done.
See that? I'm telling you. It was a good debate, and I'm glad that, you know, we're shining some light on this. McCormick also said Bob Casey should have been a leader in breaking through the red tape to allow jobs to come to Pennsylvania. This is cut 14 from last night's big debate. Take a listen.
He favored the outsourcing, and he's an expert on outsourcing, by the way. Favored the outsourcing of those jobs to Arkansas, meaning union steelworker jobs would not be in Pittsburgh, in the Mon Valley. That's the difference between us. I'll fight for those jobs. I'll fight for those union jobs.
Mr. McCormick, you have a 30-second rebuttal.
What you said is exactly opposite of what I just said. I said it was because of regulations, because of Pennsylvania not making itself attractive enough that those jobs left. You should have been a leader in breaking through those regulations and those bureaucrats and that red tape to allow that investment to come to Pennsylvania. We lost those jobs because of you and your failure and your absolute lack of leadership, which is a pattern. Show me a place where you've stood up and made a huge difference for Pennsylvania. You are a weak senator. You're a liberal senator. You're a career politician who wants to have it both ways. Pennsylvania deserves better. We're in a time
of crisis. Your time is up, sir. Yeah.
Good for him. I hope he wins this race. I really do. I think it's going to be tied a lot to Trump, obviously. No doubt about it. But Butler tomorrow. I mean, Trump's going back to Butler, PA tomorrow, the site of the first assassination attempt on his life. And McCormick will be there. It's going to be a huge rally. I mean, the rally is going to be insane. But that's happening tomorrow. And I think it sends a really strong message that Trump is going back. So I'm good for him. I mean, obviously this race, everybody's talking about Pennsylvania. Everybody's talking about it. And we got to win. Because if you win Pennsylvania, you win the whole thing. I've been saying that. If you don't believe me, you'll see on election day or election night or the days after the election or something. But we will. When you look and see who wins Pennsylvania, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, that whoever wins Pennsylvania is the president of the United States of America. It's that important. Now, this might be the greatest video I've ever seen. Now, Matt DeSantis, my question for you is, well, clip number 26, how much time did it take you to edit this video? To bleep, you know, I should say.
I was actually just talking about this clip to Justin. It's almost 75 seconds exactly. It took me, and this is no exaggeration, about 8 minutes to edit this clip. And then I had to listen to it a second time to make sure I got all of the curse words. There are at least 30 swears in 75 seconds.
So why don't you set it up for us? Why don't you describe the video, which is now has over 1 million views and has gone viral?
All right. So this is a video on X. It is a black voter who, I guess, had a discussion with his friend the day prior about who he was going to vote for. His friend assumed that because he is black, he will vote for Kamala Harris. That is not the case, and he makes that abundantly clear in this 75 seconds.
So without further ado, this is as best as we can communicate this man's message to you without losing our license and also losing without violating the FCC license and also just common decency. All right. This man describing how his friends just said, because you're black, you got to vote for Kamala Harris. Take a listen.
Man, I really don't even talk politics, but I had this conversation with my homeboy last night, and it went just like this. This gonna tell me, oh, I know who you voting for. I said, who is that? He gonna say, I know you voting for Kamala Harris. No, the I'm not. No, I'm not voting for them. I'm gonna be over here swooping on your ass. I'm not voting for no Democrat. Why I wanna vote for somebody just cause they black, they color, they politics and what they represent to me and all that other you talking. That don't mean thing to me. You crazy enough on yourself to think I'm gonna vote for that. You got me. It's gonna be Trump thump around this. You heard me? That's how I'm coming. I ain't voting for that. She black. I wouldn't give a who's alien green. I'm not voting for her. She ain't did black people since black people were black people. What the f*** look like voting for them? Man, you crazy as hell. Well, y'all need to learn something out here. I'm telling you, you're going to vote because of color. Two colors, a red one and a blue one, and I'm going with red. I'm going to be a blood today.
This guy's the greatest. I love this man. I want to meet him. I want him to come on the show, but that would be dangerous.
I do not think we have enough dump button presses for an interview with him. It's not like Morse code.
That's funny. That's good. That's very good. That is so good. And since it took you 8 minutes to edit that, we're going to play that every hour on the hour. Not on the hour, but every hour during the show today, because that guy is just great. I mean, that guy is fantastic. I love that. Like, I literally have tears right now. I'm laughing so hard. It's even funnier with the bleeps in it than the original version. Because when I saw the original version yesterday, I was cracking up. I sent it to DeSantis and I said, we got to find a way to edit this to get played on the show tomorrow. And now that I'm hearing it with all the bleeps, I'm literally crying right now. It's that funny. Oh, my God. Just because they assume that he's black, he has to vote for Kamala Harris. He lost his mind. Oh, God. Trump, what do you say? Trump, da-dum-dum-dum. What do you say? And I'm voting blank and blank and red. Oh, man. That guy is great. Somebody says you might have missed one. I don't think he did. Opelka, that's Opelka saying, I think you missed one. I don't think he did. You checked your work twice on that, right, DeSantis?
No, I 100% heard a swear word that he missed.
Oh, you did?
Oh, really? Yes. I just texted it to you, DeSantis.
Oh, no. Did you dump
ass.
It?
I
did.
Ass. We can say ass.
Oh, ass you can say. No, ass is okay.
Yeah. Okay. I played it safe. I didn't.
Oh, okay. So next time you don't have to dump that. Yeah, that's okay. Not one of the seven deadly words. You need to rewatch the George Carlin seven deadly words bit.
Yeah.
You can say that. I mean, can't, like, let's not overdo it. It's, you know, decorum, but we can keep that in going forward. But it's, oh, man. God, it's the guy. Like, if he was in studio with me, it would just be, everybody would be, because everyone has a dump button by their microphone, but we would all be on the dump buttons at the same time. It was dump, 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 dump. That's what the entire segment would sound like. I'd be like, and joining me in studio, dump, dump, dump. I don't think he, yeah, it's basically what you'd hear the entire time. But yet I still want to make it happen. I think it would be great.
What do you think the total number of, if we let him go unrestricted, how much money do you think we could rack up in fines?
Oh, I mean, more than they paid for the Odyssey. We should dump that, actually. DeSantis, how many total bleeps are there? Did you count the number?
I have the markers up right now. I'm actually scrolling to the back.
I think I count, at least
29
10.
To be exact.
Okay.
29.
But there are more than 29 curses. There are some phrases that he used that were so vulgar that I actually just bleeped out the entire sentence. So although there are 30 or almost 30 bleeps in this clip, there's definitely way more than 30 swear words.
It's fantastic. It makes me so happy. See, on a Friday, we deliver joy. That's what we do on this show. Deliver joy on a Friday. It's not all doom and gloom, kids. Come on. This is great. It's happy. Oh, and speaking of happy, we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel. Maybe this gentleman will join us Friday, October 11th, 1 week from today. You know, we could get him there, DeSantis, and we could have him entertain the crowd during breaks. How great would that be?
That would be great. He definitely
Let's invite
can't
him to Cape May
on,
and then just
air.
Give him the microphone during breaks when we're not on the air. And he can just, you know, just go crazy. And then people can record it and then just make viral videos from the Grand Hotel next Friday. That'd be outstanding.
I'll see if I can hunt him down.
Oh, you got to do it. You got to do it. Be like, you will have free reign every break to just take. You're not coming on the air because we can't risk it. But we'll give you the mic and the PA system, and you just go to town. And we'll just, and everybody will have their phones out, viral videos. Just go, and we'll ask you questions. Like, what do you think about Kamala Harris's flip-flop on fracking? And I would love to hear his answer on that. It'd be great. Like, man, bleep, 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 fracking, bleep, 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 fracking, bleep, 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 mother bleeping fracking. Fantastic. But either way, we'll be there live Friday, October 11th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, 3 to 7 p.m. Join us a week from today. It's going to be a blast. Live shows, Friday shows in general go off the rails, but especially when we're live with the Zioli Army, with us in person, because the energy, I feed off the energy, and it's great, and it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't been yet, you should definitely come and start racking up those visits, because we got some people who have been to every single one. Some people have been to 5, 6. So I've lost count of how many you've actually done, but you want to join us for that. All right. So that's going to be a week from tomorrow, a week from today. I mean, Friday. So a week from today, Friday. I've been messing up this date the entire time. October 11th, Friday, October 11th. And speaking of the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, they have a really outstanding package available for you now as we get into the fall season. And I'm excited for this, too, because, you know, Cape May in the fall is great. October is a beautiful time to be there. It really is. The crowds are gone. The weather is great. And at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, you can have an amazing getaway, And you can save some real cash in doing so as well. And you'll love the indoor heated pool. You'll love Hemingway's restaurant with delicious food and cocktails, handcrafted cocktails and local beers and the freshest food around. The Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey has so many packages available. And from September 29th through December 21st, book a fabulous fall midweek stay. And when you stay multiple nights, you will receive resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's for food and drinks or at the gift shop. Also, check out their Grand Escape Weekends, or it's not too early to think about Thanksgiving break. The family will love an ocean holiday Thanksgiving. While Hemingway's is doing the cooking and cleaning up, your family can use the gigantic indoor heated swimming pool and actually enjoy Thanksgiving break. The Grand is the perfect place for you and your spouse or the entire family. So whatever your travel wishes this fall, the Grand Hotel of Cape May has specials and incentives to fit all your travel desires. You will not be disappointed. So book directly with them for the best rates. Book your stay today by calling 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. I'll see you there on Friday.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is a request by Kimmy on the YouTube chat. This is Dancing in the Moonlight. Who is this? What is this?
That is Double Dutch Bus by Frankie Smith.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she had other... Oh, I see. She had other requests.
Oh, she put another one in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Got it. Got it. People like my Philly shirt. Nice. That's right. All right, good. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. Appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. Dave Sunday is going to join us at 4 o'clock. He's running for Attorney General in Pennsylvania. This is a race that has not gotten enough attention, but we need to focus on it. It's a very, very important race, obviously. Very important race. So we're going to talk to him about that a little bit later the next hour. I wanted to share with you, you know, a lot of the... Tomorrow's Butler, and Trump's going back there. There's still so many questions unanswered about what happened at Butler that day. Today I got in the mail, I'm very excited about this. We're going to have on the show probably next week, but Congressman Mike Waltz has his new book out, and I just got a copy of it today, Think and Lead Like a Green Beret. And it says, Think and Lead Like a Green Beret, Congressman Mike Waltz. He's been on the show a few times before, and he's going to join me hopefully next week, but haven't a chance to read it yet. It literally just came a short time ago. But I've talked to him about this in the past, and you heard my conversation with Congressman Muser earlier this week, and you heard my conversation with Mike Kelly, the chairman of the Assassination Task Force. And there's still so many questions around all of this, but one of the things that I think we have to really dig into is whether or not this Iran thing is real or a fugazi. And what I mean by that is I don't doubt that Iran wants Trump dead. I don't doubt that Iran wants Kamala Harris to win. I have some doubts that Iran may be behind this. Now, it's possible. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's also very easy for people to be like, look, Iran, you know, and then you distract everybody by pointing over there. Now, there's been a lot of different articles written about this on social media. And I don't like to ever share information that I can't verify. It's important to me that I don't do that. But I have my reservations about just coming out and immediately going, well, Iran wants to kill him, so then obviously Iran's been behind this. And if that's the case, then wouldn't it have been easy to link Thomas Crooks to this? I mean, he had these international phones. Wouldn't that be pretty easy? Now, to Congressman Waltz's credit, last week at the assassination hearing, he asked those questions about Iran was paying for assassins to go after Trump, and why didn't they, with that intelligence, why didn't they amp up his security? Why did they not take that more seriously? So that's a big question that I have, and I think we all have that question. But I also know that if there was a plot to kill Trump, and I cannot rule that out, and if there was somebody on the inside who was helping with that, it's very easy to blame Iran, the shooter's dead, there was the body's gone, and we don't have any answers of who this ghost was, this Thomas Crooks. Guy's like a ghost. I mean, really, we know that he had international phones. We don't seem to have any trace of where who he was talking to or what, how he was funding him. Why is that? All of these things, all these questions. And, you know, the best way to get to the truth, honestly, is to ask questions. Ask a series of questions and hope that you get the answers. So far, what we know is that the locals were blaming the local officials in Butler. I mean, the Secret Service is blaming the local officials in Butler, trying to distract everybody from their own failures. We know that. And we also know that those very brave local officials in the Pennsylvania State Police and the Butler ESU and all those local cops, those guys did it all right. I mean, the failure came from the Secret Service. That's the bottom line. And it's one more instance of the incompetency of the federal government at best. At worst, it's very nefarious. Very nefarious. And I just refuse to just be one of those people who go, oh, well, Iran, it was definitely Iran then. All right, well, I mean, if that's the case, by now we should have some serious leads here, right? Shouldn't we? I mean, shouldn't we have some serious leads and be able to pinpoint how there was this international assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life over the summer in Butler, PA, and then be able to start connecting dots? Why don't we have any of that? So, I don't know. I I have no doubts that Iran wants him dead. But anyway, Trump is speaking right now. Can we jump into this and take a listen here, guys? I don't know if he's there yet on your screen. He's on my screen.
They're still in a commercial on our screen.
Okay, I know I'm a few seconds ahead of you. So whenever he starts talking, just pot it up. Please. But I think, look, it's very important that, you know.
Volunteers helping the recovery efforts. Let's listen.
He's about to go.
Okay, go ahead.
Some of the people that we met just now, Congressman Rick Allen, terrific person, Speaker of the Georgia House, John Burns, who's here, former Congressman Doug Collins. Where's Doug Collins? Is he around here? Doug Collins. What a nice guy he is. Oh, Doug, I haven't seen you in so long. You haven't changed. You look good. You look better, actually, if you want to. State Senator Max Burns, who's here, and District Attorney Barbie Christine. And we want to thank you, but we want to thank the people that are working so hard. And we're here in Evans, Georgia, to express our support, our love, and our prayers, and all of the communities, the suffering. It's not even believable when you look and you see the kind of suffering that's going on right now. But one of the biggest, I guess, question marks is the fact that there's so many people missing. I've never seen anything where so many, the numbers are so large of those that are missing, Governor, right? So that's something that hopefully they'll be found, and they'll be found very healthy, but it never looks great. Never looks great. Our hearts break for the more than 200 American families who have lost their lives already. Officially 200, and that number, unfortunately, is going to be going up. It's one of the deadliest storms in American history. More than two dozen Georgians have died, including a 27-year-old mother and her two precious babies who lived not very far from McDuffie County. And father, a lot of people knew these people. They're great. As father and grandfather, I know that such sudden and tragic loss must be almost unbearable. Don't know how you can even take it. The loved ones all over your county, all over your state, and all over a lot of other states. You have Florida. Think of it. You have Virginia. You have South Carolina. You have Alabama. North Carolina maybe hit the worst. North Carolina is so bad. I want to thank Elon Musk, by the way, for his quick action with Starlink. He supplied a lot of equipment to the governor, to Georgia, and to North Carolina in particular. And he acted very, very quickly. They needed communication. There was no communication. The poles are down. The wires are down. And he acted really, really quickly. In fact, I called him, and I was getting thank you notices already from North Carolina and Georgia, and I wasn't off the phone with him. So I don't know what the hell he's. I guess he's got some kind of a little special deal going. He works pretty fast, I'll tell you. But he's been great. And Larry Ellison made a very big contribution, and a friend of the governor's and mine is right here, Steve Witkoff, who also made a very big contribution. Steve, we appreciate it very much. Thank you. The homes and roads, as the governor told you, it's all being worked on. Everything's being worked on. And the good thing is when I just met a group, and now I met two groups, and now I'm meeting a third. And I will tell you that I have no doubt that whatever can be done is going to be done. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of effort, and it's a very heartbreaking situation. We're going to go to North Carolina now, and we're going to see some of our friends in North Carolina, some very good friends, and they have just been totally devastated. They've never seen anything like this. But I want to thank everybody for being here, and we have a big election coming up, and if I'm involved, I told the governor, if I'm involved, they're going to get the best treatment. They're going to get treatment like we did in the past. We always had, a big, the farmers got hit very hard, and I guess they got hit just as hard, or maybe, is this worse, or is this of probably, equal?
Probably worse.
That was a
probably
bad
worse.
One.
All right, we're going to jump out of this only because we have a guest coming up, Dave Sunday, who's running for Attorney General in Pennsylvania, but we'll roll on it, and certainly if he takes any questions from the press, we'll grab that for you so you won't miss a thing. Any key moments, you'll hear that as well, but obviously Georgia, must-win state, and we have to make sure that the election in North Carolina and Georgia is able to happen despite this storm. So that's the thing. I think Trump just actually finished speaking just a moment ago, so he didn't miss anything. All right, we're coming right back. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.